The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. In the next hour, Dr. Pat showcases some of the world's most influential people in the fields of health, wellness, and human potential. Get ready to live life full out. Here's your host, Dr. Pat Basile.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By, and thriving is what we love to talk about. We have a fabulous show planned for you today. I am absolutely thrilled to be able to introduce one of the best books to come out of this year so far, and maybe one of the best books to come out in a really long time about the sacred marriage of yoga and mysticism. And I'm so thrilled to have both authors joining me here today. And just want to mention to you, it's been a while since I've been able to have a conversation with Andrew Harvey. The last time that he and I did speak was when we had the Sacred Activism Conference in Seattle. But he is an international acclaimed poet, novelist, translator, spiritual teacher, and much more. If you look at what he's done on paper, it doesn't even touch the profound impact that he has had, the ripple effect that he has had in this world, in this lifetime, to help all of us understand there is a purpose greater than ourselves. He is the founder and director of the Institute for Sacred Activism in Oak Park. And beyond all of that, he has authored some of the most incredible books, as a matter of fact, more than 25 of them, including Son of Man, The Direct Path, Hidden Journey, and The Essential Mystics, and I could go on. But you're going to hear from him directly. Joining me as well is his co-author of the book, Heart Yoga, The Sacred Marriage of Yoga and Mysticism, Karuna Erickson. And when you take a look at what Karuna has done and you look at the messages and the teachings she's brought into the world, you get a sense that there clearly are people on this planet that were meant to be here to teach, and she is one of them. She's been a devoted yoga teacher and psychotherapist since 1970. And beyond all of that, this is a healing journey that she has had herself that cultivates, or shall I say, that brings us forward to the very moment we're in now to talk about what the healing lesson is, what the journey is all about. And as co-author of Heart Yoga, The Sacred Marriage of Yoga and Mysticism, and what I love is, let me just read to all of you what Carolyn May says about the book, because there's a question that I've been dying to ask both of them. Heart Yoga exquisitely merges the poetry of the divine with the power of yoga with inspired precision. Authors Andrew Harvey and Karuna Erickson have accomplished the rigorous blending of heaven and earth, guaranteed to inspire new and well-seasoned students of yoga. This book is a magnificent accomplishment. So, not really wanting to say much more and wanting to have these two amazing folks join us here today is what I'd like to do. Andrew, Karuna, thank you so much for joining us on the show today.
Thank you for your wonderful enthusiasm for our book. Thank you. It's so wonderful to hear someone who has really got the glorious message of this book and the empowering message of this book.
And we appreciate your kind words, Pat.
Well, I have to say that I am truly feeling blessed for what I get to do. And you both, from reading this book, you both have had to have some deep, deep, deep connection. And I want to ask you, in the spirit of Carolyn Mace, if I may, what do you believe, each of you, what do you believe your sacred contract is in conjunction with your relationship with each other? And I love that term because, you know, to look at how we come together on this planet to do something that we can't necessarily do individually is so profound. But Andrew, How would you describe your sacred contract with Karuna? And Karuna, I'd like to hear the same from you.
Well, I first met Karuna when she was a pupil of mine in the class on Rumi. And I love Rumi passionately, and I was giving a passionate class on Rumi. And Karuna very gently and sweetly came up to me afterwards and said, Andrew, I loved the class, but I'm a little scared for you because I don't know how you're going to be able to contain the kind of wild passion that you're trying to give to us in this class when you're not completely in your body.
Ah.
And I looked at Karuna, and I knew that she was telling the truth. And that began a wonderful conversation about what it would mean to be in one's body. And then she told me she was a yoga teacher. And then I became her pupil. And I think our sacred contract is on three different levels. We are very loving and close friends who deeply respect each other. We are both surrendered to each other's wisdom and to each other's experience and to each other's divine knowledge. And in our own relationship, we have symbolized, I think, and incarnated the sacred marriage that we're talking about. I brought the mystical side. Karuna had already a great deal of that. And she brought the physical side. And I, through my own experiences of Tantra, had the beginnings of that. So as we have married our souls and wisdom and experience and knowledge, we have come ourselves into the other's truth, and we ourselves have been transformed through this sacred marriage. So it's been a very extraordinary relationship, and I'm incredibly happy with the book and incredibly happy that Karuna and I came together. And I think we were meant to be together in this life, in this way, to birth this new vision for the whole yoga community. And what has been extraordinary about the reception of the book is that it has been hailed by the leading spiritual teachers and by the leading yoga teachers as the next step for yoga. And I don't think either of us could have taken this step on our own. I certainly couldn't, because I didn't know nearly enough about yoga. And through Karuna's amazing teaching, she's a very great teacher, very tender, very deep, very profound, I've been able to begin to enter that world. And through my teaching on the mystical transformation that I believe we're going through, Karuna has been able to take her own perceptions of what happens in yoga to the next level. So we've had a wonderful time of it, and I think the book reflects that.
Oh, I love what you said, and Karuna, can't wait to hear from you, but I love what you said, Andrew, in a couple of different ways, because this idea of collaboration couldn't be more blessed than what you both put together, you know, you both demonstrated in doing this book. And it is such a symbol for what we really need now in this world, this idea of collaboration, so that we can do more, and not necessarily do, but bring more meaning to the message that any one individual can do. So I so love what you said. Karuna, how about you? How do you see your sacred contract, the sacred contract between Andrew and yourself?
Well, Pat, I think the word collaboration is a really beautiful word, and not only have we worked together, we've played together, we've just been so inspired together. I, a long time ago, read Andrew's book, The Way of Passion, which is absolutely one of my favorite books in the world, and it's about Rumi, and it was so inspired, I was determined to meet Andrew and learn from him. And so when I went to my first class with him, it was a doctoral program, within 5 minutes, tears were just pouring down my face. I just couldn't believe that anybody could be so passionate and so inspired, and I felt as if a great awakening was being offered to me from this magnificent teacher. Andrew is just, he has such a rare gift of being able to articulate the mystical. And I just felt so blessed and honored to be in his presence. And I've just learned so much and enjoyed our work together so much. I can't even really call it work. It's creation. And the collaboration has been profound, because it doesn't really matter if it's you know, coming from him or from me, together what we're birthing is like a joining of many different rivers into an ocean of something new.
Mm. It really is wonderful to have both of you here. I mean, you certainly have made my day, if not my year, because I love the idea, well, first of all, the idea of life that each of you have said yes to individually. Mm-hmm. And what is so wonderful about this conversation today is we get to share with thousands and thousands of people this next step, so to speak. Andrew, I wanted to ask you, and then Karuna, you as well, this marriage that you've created, can we even articulate the profound effect it may have? Or is it just too enormous from a vibrational level to actually pinpoint?
Is Andrew thinking?
Andrew, are you there? Well, Karuna, why don't you answer that question?
He rarely thinks that long. He's so articulate. I'm sure he has an answer. So I will answer.
You know what it is? You were meant to answer that question, Karuna.
Uh-oh. He's so articulate, I usually let him answer first. But I will say that, yes, it is possible to articulate this. Now, of course, like Rumi, profound words can take us to that place beyond words where nothing's able to be articulated. So that is why so much of what's in our book are mystical poetry, visualizations, inspiration, and also we encourage people to feel the experience in their bodies by the simple yoga practices. So really, the words take us to the place beyond words, and that's mm-hmm. what we hope that our book will do, is inspire people to have their own experiences, because we believe deeply that each one of us has our own direct connection with sacred. Each one of us has our connection with spirit, which doesn't need to be articulated by anybody else. So we just pray that our book can be inspiration for each person to feel their own direct connection with spirit. And each of us feel that, you know, looking at our babies or being out in the mountains or looking at a beautiful flower or being with our animals, you know, we each feel connection with the sacred anyway. And our book is about establishing more firmly this connection that we each of us already do have.
And Andrew, I believe you're back with us now.
Yes, I am back.
Thank you. Thank you, Karuna. You know, let's talk a little bit about what you refer to as, well, you ask us to imagine the sacred marriage of all seeming dualities. And boy, I have to tell you, I have been contemplating that. And I wanted to talk with you about it because the book is outlined so beautifully, you know, in the backdrop of the five great joys. And so can we talk, Andrew, about, you know, the dualities that seemingly show up in everyday lives, but yet this lack of imagining them being part of a sacred marriage. How has this helped shape not just the book, but your life as well?
Well, authentic mystical traditions tell us that the whole universe is a sacred marriage of transcendence and immanence. And I think the final and deepest and most wonderful mystical vision, as enshrined in the greatest mystical traditions, is of a total unity, one God, one light energy bliss mind that creates all things and lives in all things. When that one manifests itself in the creation, it employs the dualities of light and dark, masculine and feminine, spirit and matter to manifest itself. But as you grow in mystical experience, you understand that everything, whether you call it good or call it evil, whether you call it light or call it dark, whether you call it spirit or call it matter, is emanated from the same mysterious source that lives in all of it, as all of it. This is the unanimous testimony of the very greatest mystics, from Rumi to Ramakrishna to Teresa of Avila, to the Yamamami shamans, to the Yogi shamans, of the Kogi shamans, and it is a experience that is open to everyone. Once you start to enter that experience, you realize something absolutely amazing, which is that your body is frozen light, is frozen light consciousness waiting to be kissed awake by mystical awareness. You also begin to understand that the things that you think of as destructive and chaotic and meaningless in your life, the obstacles that occur in your life, are not chaotic and meaningless, but part of a mysterious divine alchemy that is trying to take you beyond your ego's fears, beyond your ego's desire to control experience, into a massive surrender to the divine oneness, so that the whole of you can become consciously more and more divine, so that you can have an illumined mind, a sacredly awakened heart, and an increasingly consciously divinized body. This is the great secret. And this secret transforms you completely as you begin to glimpse it. And our yoga, heart yoga, is a yoga in which this marriage of opposites, this marriage of transcendence and immanence, soul and body, masculine and feminine, can be experienced beyond reason, beyond the mind, so that once you experience it in that way, you can come to live your ordinary life with much greater trust, much deeper surrender, much more compassionate embrace of all beings and of yourself.
Wow. You know, Andrew, Turna, and I want to ask Turna, I want to ask you this question, given what Andrew has just said. You know, what I'm really struck by in listening to you, Andrew, describe this is what I learned in Native American tradition of transmutation. And what I mean by that, and I would love, Karuna, for you to talk about this a bit, especially given your psychotherapy practice. You know, if we look at the dualities that you've just mentioned, let's say feminine and masculine, individually they seem so different and so separate. But when you put them together, as you've said, in this sacred place of sacred marriage, are we then looking at the next transcendence? Are we then looking at this transmutation of two individual pieces of our lives or pieces of sacred contracts? Are we now looking at their transmutation to something that has not yet been defined?
Yes, I definitely believe what you're saying is true, Pat, that we're looking at now the birth of the divine human. We're looking at a deep transformation that's beginning to occur on the minutest molecular level of our bodies. And this is a deep transformation that occurs when the light is invited into the actual cells of the body. And just as, you know, a man and woman birth a child, the union of the transcendent and the immanent births the divine child of our creativity and of our transformative ability to bring healing now into the world in a new way. So I agree. I think that you are expressing it very well, Pat, that something new is being born now on Earth.
Mm. You know, having said that, and I just want to tell all our listeners, if you've just tuned in, wow, Andrew Harvey and Karuna Erickson joining me here today. They have co-authored the book Heart Yoga. We're going to talk about this book as we move forward. I have to ask each of you, how have you been changed by writing this book? What has the journey been like for each of you? And how would you describe your own personal transformation? Andrew?
Well, the journey to writing this book was a very, very unusual one for me, because usually I have written myself from my own visionary experience.
Mm-hmm.
And working with Karuna was a wonderful experience, because I was also writing with her from within her own experience. So the actual writing was a sacred marriage, which unfolded with tremendous purity and clarity and ease out of our own deep surrender to each other's knowledge. How have I been changed personally? I have a completely different relationship to my own body because of the work that I've been doing with Karuna. I think my particular journey was a journey that first concentrated on transcendence. I had in my 30s the classical awakening experiences to the divine light. I saw the universe vanish into divine light and reappear soaked with divine light. I understood at the deepest level the marriage of my own inner divine consciousness with the divine bliss consciousness that is manifesting the whole of reality. But what I didn't understand at the time was that that was just the beginning. It is a major experience to know that, but it is actually just the beginning of another journey, which is to bring the light down, to bring this conscious, grand, divine light down, first into the mind so that the mind can become the servant of the light, then into the heart so that the heart can become awake to the overwhelming, passionate compassion of the light, but then, and very importantly, down into the body that I'd neglected, the body that I tried to escape, the body that I'd punished, the body that I'd in some ways abandoned because as a child I'd been abandoned. And that journey into the body, into the blessing of my body, into the experience of the divine consciousness in the cells of my body has been for me a revelation and a healing, and it continues constantly to bring me more and more here, more and more present, so that I can realize in the core of my ordinary life a union with the divine in the mind, in the heart, and in the cells of the body. I've been working on a vision of sacred activism for the world, and I wrote my book, The Hope, A Guide to Sacred Activism, as a manifesto of the new force that I think is trying to enter reality, a force that combines the passion of the mystic for God with the passion of the activist for justice. And what I've understood through my work with Karuna is that this force has to be embodied, because we're in a crisis so immense that it cannot be met from the illumined intellect alone. It cannot be met from the sacred heart alone. It has to be met from a union of illumined mind, sacred heart, an increasingly divinized body, because this force is trying not only to help us save the planet, but also is an evolutionary love force trying to birth us into a wholly new kind of humanity, an embodied divine humanity. And this is something I'm not talking about, I'm not just reading it about in the great mystics, I'm actually beginning to live it thanks to this work. And that's why I know that heart yoga can help millions of people have the same experience, because it's this experience that the divine is trying to birth in the world to take humanity to a new level, to be able not only to deal with this tremendous world crisis, but to use it in a miraculous way to birth a wholly new kind of human being.
Well, it is, I have to tell you, it is a much awaited book and a much awaited movement. When we come back, we'll hear from Karuna. We're going to take a short break. I have to tell you all, this is an incredibly amazing, transformative book. It's more than a book. Most books we pick up and we read, this is really a call to action. You're listening to the Dr. Pat Show. When we come back, Andrew Harvey, Karuna Erickson, we'll be talking with Karuna about her journey, and we'll be talking with her about the book. What was this like to see her work in this sacred marriage? Stay tuned. We'll be right back. I can't be seen. Tides that I tried to swim against.
Talk, talk, talk. That's all we do is talk.
Yeah!
If you'd like to talk, call us toll-free right now at 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787.
That's it.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Do you suffer from insomnia, body aches, fatigue, brain fog, digestive problems, weight gain, or anxiety? You may be dealing with unmanaged stress. The Stress Detective looks for the hidden messages within your stress and partners with you to create a wellness program to dismantle stress from the inside out. Learn to manage your stress, and you can stop illness in its tracks. Call Susan Tyler at 888-629-4949 or visit stressdetective.net.
Are you tired or struggling to get to where you want to be in your life? Want some help getting to that next level? Hi, I'm Dr. Melody Ivory, personal growth expert and passionate champion of your complete success. I'm excited to give you powerful books, teas, and coaching to help you easily transform your life from the inside out. Now is the time to make your life sing. Visit MelodyIvory.com for free articles, poetry, and affirmations. That's MelodyIvory.com.
Stimulating talk
gets those synapses in your brain firing really fast.
All the time. The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, call us toll-free at 866-472-5788. Now back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. For more information about us, go to drpatlive.com. And we have lots of information about my very special guest today, Andrew Harvey and Karuna Erickson. Karuna, I want to, you know, follow up, and we were talking during the break. Andrew is curious as well on how this work, this body of work that you've done with Andrew, how has this changed you? What has this journey been like? And, you know, who are you now that has emerged from this?
Well, that's a huge question. Who am I? I'm every day emerging into a new sense of who I am and discovering something new. The journey has been so transformative. The first 25 years of my life, basically, I was prepared to become a psychotherapist, and I studied very hard at Stanford and developed my mind to quite a refined extent. And at some point I realized there needs to be more to life than this. So my partner and I, we felt like we escaped deep into the mountains of British Columbia and lived in relative isolation, actually, where I developed quite a close connection with nature, and I also practiced yoga for hours every day and developed quite a intuitive awareness of my body, and still I knew something was missing. And when I was introduced to Andrew and all the work that he is bringing to the world, I became so inspired. It was like a revelation. I realized that this was the next step for me to open my heart to the marriage of the mind, the body, the incredible inspiration of all the mystical traditions which Andrew is so familiar with and articulates so superbly. And it just seemed like everything united into the true union of yoga, which the ancient yogis have been, for thousands of years, have been passing down to us. It's changed my life very practically, in that I just feel so much more courage and confidence and strength in the world, because I know that I'm drawing on a deep wellspring of compassion and wisdom, which has been opened to us by our connection with the spirit, and which is just so available to everybody, to each one of us. So I just feel so inspired and so sustained by this vision, and it's so important, I believe, right now, because so many people are going through hard times and suffering, and so much is happening in the world, and we need some type of practice to keep us connected with our source. Otherwise,
it
all becomes too confusing.
Yes.
So it's changed my life immensely in that my practice has expanded way beyond the body, way beyond the mind, beyond even the heart, really, to the marriage of all of this within my daily experience and life.
Thank you.
Just
I mean, Andrew, you were curious about what Karuna had to say.
Well, I think what I've noticed about Karuna is that she's become more and more confident in her own authority. And I think one of the things that I've been able to do for her is to encourage her to bring out her unique authority as a sacred feminine teacher. And I think heart yoga is very empowering to men, but I've seen it, how deeply it's empowered her as a woman to step forward with her knowledge of the mother force, of the mother truth. And what Karuna has done for me is to soften my male ferocity and fire so that it's become much more grounded and much more tender. So I think we've succeeded through each other in helping the other to the next stage of their evolution. I, as a man, have become more embedded in my feminine, and she, as a woman, has claimed the force of her masculine authority, which has enabled her to express her feminine reality and power with more and more truth and more radical confidence.
I believe that working with Andrew has definitely helped me feel the divine feminine flowing through me, and how I'm able to be a voice for that in the world, and trust that voice with confidence, and know that I can stand and speak from that place of depth and strength, and be able to heal some of what I learned early in life as a girl and as a woman, to be passive and, you know, not really trust my own voice and speak softly and just try to please the people around me. That part of my journey has been healing some mistakes that I was making due to the way we've all been socialized through our culture. I've been able to let go of some of these roles that I've taken on and come to the real truth of the power that does run through all of us, women and men, of course.
What I love about this is what we're talking about is what so many, and I certainly refer to it as a ripple effect, and I love that term. I wish there were, a more exquisite way to talk about it, but it describes what happens when we come together for a greater purpose, which you both have done. And what Deepak Chopra has said about this book and this body of work, I mean, I refer to it as a book, but wow, this is like way more than a book. And, you know, what he says is, you know, an amazing book that will accelerate your journey to God consciousness. And that's a point that I wanted to talk with each of you about. Many people say that right now what we're experiencing across the board is separation, you know, to whatever it is that you call the divine. And at this point in time, Deepak refers to this body of work, your book, Heart Yoga, The Sacred Marriage of Yoga and Mysticism, as a way to accelerate the journey of God consciousness. And Andrew and Karuna, I would love for you to talk about that in the context of how this book was written and what is actually contained in it. So Andrew, would you go first?
Look, we are living in a major evolutionary crisis. This crisis has two aspects which are secretly interlinked. One aspect is a massive and terrifying and chaotic and menacing death, a great death
of all previous human agendas, illusions, fantasies of unlimited growth, fantasies of separation, exploitation, domination. These are all dying, and they're dying horribly, and they are meant to die, and they have to die. At the same time, partly because of this death, but also partly because of the divine evolutionary will, a great birth is happening on the earth, and this great birth can be seen in the masses of different people who are now coming together to propose a new way of being and doing everything, in the great technological advances that are being offered humanity to take us off our addiction to fossil fuels, in the new mystical renaissance that is bringing back the feminine, bringing back an evolutionary vision of human destiny. And this great birth is now here, and it's quite clear to those of us who are being put through the ordeal and magnificence of this birth, that this birth is an unprecedented birth, as unprecedented as the death. And what this birth is about is the birth of a embodied divine humanity capable of co-creating in humility with the divine a wholly new way of being and doing everything. We, Karuna and I, have experienced the beginnings of this birth in ourselves, and we both know that it's this birth that has now to be concentrated on by all those who are serious about the future of humanity. And so what our book is a handbook to this great evolutionary process, a simple, practical, pragmatic, but deeply elevated and highly mystical handbook to how to put into practice the five joys of the sacred marriage, the joy of linking up to the transcendent beloved, the light beyond dualities, the joy of connecting with the splendor of the creation, the joy of really coming into contact with the inherent sacredness of all sentient beings, the ecstatic joy of tantra, both in the sexual sense of the word and also in what we call the tantra of tenderness, the tantra of tender relationship with our friends, with animals, with all living things, and then the great sacred joy of service, of sacred activism, of experiencing all of these joys together as a fuel for acting in the world from a profound sacred consciousness, a blessed sacred consciousness that can help us co-create with the divine the new world that is struggling to be born out of the old as a new embodied divine humanity. This is a vast vision. We know it to be true. It's a vision that's been shared by the great early philosophers and sages who created yoga in the times of the Vedic sages, and it's a vision that has come again to the world in the great work of the great evolutionary mystics of the 20th century, Sri Aurobindo, Jean Gebser, Teilhard de Chardin, and Ken Wilber and others. It's the core vision of our time. It's the core sacred myth of our time. And our book is a blazing and tender manifesto of this birth and a guide to everyone who wants to try it, to how to experience it so that they can know it's true and so that they can start empowering themselves in all of this chaos to become midwives of the birth and not desperate, paralyzed servants of the death.
Thank you, Andrew. Andrew Harvey, Karuna Erickson. When we come back, we'll be speaking with Karuna about the preparation. What is this book about, and how do you, as you get this book and you read this book, how do you embody what Andrew has said and what Karuna has asked all of us to do with this marriage of body, mind, and spirit? When we come back, we'll be talking some very, very specific cool things about heart yoga. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
News. voice counts. Call toll-free 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787. VoiceAmerica.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? Would you like relief from acute or chronic health issues? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? Would you like relief from allergy, weight, and digestive issues? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural technique. Whether you seek relief from health issues or desire to live at your optimum health and vitality, contact reflex analysis is a profound method which detects imbalances at a subclinical level, restoring health issues before they arise while increasing vitality and longevity. Discover CRA.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Every day we're moving toward wellness or away from wellness. I'd like to be your partner in achieving your optimal health and well-being. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Reach your full potential and increase energy with the superfood of the Inca, Maca Magic. Maca naturally balances hormones, relieves symptoms of PMS, menopause, and erectile dysfunction. Maca increases energy, stamina, and endurance without caffeine. Visit macaroot.com. That's macaroot.com. Call 541-846-6222. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. Products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Living your life to the max means that you can have everything you want. Empowerment psychic Linda Dickinson can show you where you're headed and teach you how to change your future. Linda will share with you the messages of those who have passed before you. For a private session, visit InMyFuture.com or call 800-206-9096. Listen to Linda Dickinson on The Dr. Pat Show. Call in and hear how you can be the producer, director, and lead in your life. Today is the day to start living your life to the max.
The Internet's number one talk station. Number one talk station. VoiceAmerica.com.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, call us toll-free at 866-472-5788. Now back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. I just want to make sure that if you all would like to find out more about Andrew Harvey, very special guest today, you can go to andrewharvey.net. If you want to find out more about Karuna, you can go to yogakaruna.com, K-A-R-U-N-A.com. And certainly, if you go to drpatlive.com, that's our website, we've got links all over there, multiple ways for you to find out more about both Andrew and Karuna and Heart Yoga. This is their book. This is the sacred marriage of yoga and mysticism and, you know, the transformation of these two amazing individuals. And again, I can't thank you enough for joining us here today. Thank you both.
You're so welcome.
Pleasure.
Yes.
Karuna, let's talk about the yoga and let's talk about sort of the practical application, and we were touching upon it during the break a little bit, but there really is an invitation for people listening to the show today, and I would love for you to express your level of invitation to them.
Well, I know that everyone has been incredibly inspired hearing Andrew's amazing words, and I know that those words touch people deeply. Our practices offer a way for them to awaken to the consciousness of who they truly are in a way that really embodies these beautiful words and the beautiful teachings, and this is accessible for everybody, for every body. If you have a body, you can begin wherever you are. As we were talking about during the break, you do not have to be young, flexible, and trim. You just begin to listen to your body, and we have some very practical and simple approaches. If people take a look at the book, they will see that anyone can begin, and we have taught this heart yoga to really thousands of people now, and it is so accessible. There are just simple practices. We have photographs in the book. We have clear instructions, and it can be so simple and adapted for everybody. So I really encourage people to just begin wherever you are and to learn how to care for yourself in a very tender way, in a very gentle way. This approach isn't about pushing yourself to be better or good. It's not just another self-improvement program. It's so much more than that. It's about how we can really open to loving ourselves and caring for ourselves deeply and honoring the consciousness and the truth of how magnificent and radiant we truly are.
Karuna, I love what you just said. Honestly, it's hard for me to imagine that you two have not been collaborating before this book. I mean, you know, maybe you have at some level, but what I love is the beyond the conversations, the profound message that each of you have, but more importantly, what that message really comes to be together. It's incredible. Andrew, from your perspective, don't we need to do more of this, and how would we go about doing this as a society?
Well, Karuna and I once, when we were teaching this in Esalen, had a dream of people doing heart yoga in parks like they do in China, Tai Chi, and like they do in India. You know, when you're in India, you often see in a park so-called ordinary people doing yoga, doing simple body exercises to help them sustain the very great challenges of their life. Why can't we take yoga out of the studios and really teach heart yoga to millions of people so that they can start incorporating this not only in their daily private practices, but in their public practices, in their whole lives? Mm-hmm. That's how I see it catching yes. on and going forward.
And one of our favorite...
Karuna and I have created... Sorry, darling, just that...
Yes,
Karuna and I have created something that can be done by everybody, and everybody is invited to the great feast of discovering the divine in the body.
And one of our favorite poets, Hafiz, says, "Now is the time to know that all that you do is sacred." So we see heart yoga as percolating into all of life so that people can feel the joy and the wonder of being in a body and of inviting the sacred into every movement of their body, into every breath, into every step, into really cherishing their lives and cherishing themselves in all aspects.
Well, certainly what you have done is created an opening, and so many people are hungry for an opening so that they can, again, remember what it's like to open their hearts and their minds and to connect with spirit. Thank you both for joining us here today. And I wanted to ask, do you have a personal message you want to leave with our listeners today?
The message I would like to leave with you is that you are already divine. The world is divine. Everything in the world is soaked with the divine light and created by the divine light.
Mm.
Enter into your bodies and experience this.
Mm-hmm. And I would like to echo that, Pat. You mentioned that we're all hungry. And what I would like to help people remember through our book, Heart Yoga, and through the practice of Heart Yoga, is that a great feast is spread out in front of us. It's already available. All we have to do is choose to partake and enjoy the absolute wonder of this feast.
Well, after today's show, I will tell you, I am salivating uncontrollably to bask in that feast with both of you and what you've done. Thank you so much for joining the show today.
Thank you, Pat. It was wonderful to talk to you.
Well, I want to mention to everyone, Andrew Harvey, Karuna Erickson, the book is called Heart Yoga, The Sacred Marriage of Yoga and Mysticism. And I will tell you that we have barely touched the surface of what this collaborative effort is all about. But once you take a look for yourself and you experience this, you will get to transform, to change, to become something that you probably couldn't have imagined, but that was already there. Until next time, we hope you have heard something here that will change your life. And along the way, remember, I'll tell you, we stand on the shoulders of all that have come before. Thank you so much for tuning us in and turning us on. We'll see you next time on the Dr. Pat Show.
Thank you for listening to The Dr. Pat Show, radio to thrive by. To contact Dr. Pat, visit thedrpatshow.com. Tune in next Thursday for another dynamic hour of The Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program, brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.